So how many times have you said the scripture that we just read as a prayer?
我们有读过多少次，说过多少次我们刚才所读的这一段的祷告文呢？
We call that the Lord's Prayer.
我们称它为主祷文。
Is it simply a sequence of words that came out of some church generations ago?
这个是不是就是在很多代以前教会所传出来的一些话语？
What do you know about this prayer?
你对这一段的经文有什么祷告有什么样的了解？
Where did it come from?
它从哪里来的？
I'm not sure what all the traditions are in Chinese Christian churches, but some I know parallel Western churches.
我不知道这个华人教会的传统在这方面是怎么样子，我知道西方的这个教会的传统。
Here in America, there are many churches where they repeat this prayer every Sunday in worship service.
在美国有很多的教会，他们每一个崇拜都会重复来读这一段的这个祷告。
Like many things that we do repetitively, we tend to simply say the words as we remember them.
就像我们做很多其他的事情，我们重复的去做。我们讲这一段的祷告文的时候，我们是不是就是因为我们记得它，所以我们就好像就把那个话给讲出来？
We just let the words go by without really thinking about them.
我们讲的时候可能都想都不用想，就说出来了。
We just say it to get through it.
然后你就把它说完了。If
you travel the same route every day going from home to work and back,
你如果是每一天这个上下班的路上,
you probably just get in your car and drive that route and not really think about it.
你也许每一天就是坐进你的车，然后就开这同样的路线，你都想都不用想。
You make the same trip every day, so you can think about other things while you're driving.
因为你每一天都走这条路线，所以你都不用去想这个路线到怎么样走，你可以用那时间去想其他的事情。
I hope we don't do that when we pray to the Lord.
但是我想，当我们在祷告用主祷文来祷告的时候，我希望我们不要做这样的同样的事情。
In many churches, they have written creeds or prayers or statements of faith.
很多的教会他们有这个信经，就是statement宣言之类的，关于他们的信仰。
Every Sunday, they speak or read or sing the same thing week after week.
每一个的主日的崇拜，他们就会读这个宣言。
Actually, if you think about what we just did here this morning,
其实如果当你回想我们早上刚才所做的,
there are two songs that we sing here every Sunday.
每一个早晨我们主日崇拜，我们都会唱两首同样的诗歌。
We sing the Glory Patri, which is Glory be to the Father.
我们第一首就是荣耀颂。
Later in the service, we'll sing the Doxology.
在之后我们也会唱三音颂。
Do you think about those as we sing them, or do we just sing the words and go on to the next thing?
你唱的时候，你有没有思想这个诗歌的歌词的意义，还是你就只是唱出来而已？
Let's go back to the prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer.
那让我们回到主祷文，主的祷告。
Why do we call it the Lord's Prayer?
我们为什么称它为主祷文？
We don't simply say it, call it the Lord's Prayer because we pray to the Lord, but because it was a prayer spoken by our Lord Jesus as He was praying.
这个主祷文不是说我们向神祷告，所以称之为主祷文，乃是主来教导我们祷告的时候，他所发出的一个祷告。
As we read a few minutes ago, now we know that this prayer is actually directly from Scripture.
就像我们刚才几分钟所读到的经文一样，这个祷告是出自于这个圣经当中的。
It's a beautiful prayer and a complete prayer.
是一个非常美好的祷告，是一个完整的祷告。
Jesus used it to teach with.
主耶稣用这个祷告来教导我们。
I'm not sure Jesus ever intended for it to just become something that we say without thinking about it.
我不知道主耶稣有没有想要说我们在这个会有这样的情形，我们在祷告的时候用这个祷告来做祷告的时候，可能想都不会去想的就说出来。
If you remember the scripture we read the last time I spoke to you, when the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray."
如果你记得我上一次分享的时候，我讲到是这些门徒来向请教耶稣教他们祷告。
They were asking Jesus to teach them how to pray.
他们请求耶稣教导他们如何来祷告。
While I don't think Jesus meant for us to use it.All the time.
我想耶稣不会是想让我们不断的去这样用这个祷告文。
I think Jesus used that prayer as an example to show us how to structure our prayers.
我想耶稣是想用这样的一个祷告来做一个例子，来教导我们怎么样来思想和设计我们的祷告，设计说那个。
He used it to teach us the kinds of things we need to bring before the Lord in prayer.
我们就想说说到说我们可以把什么样的事情带到神的面前。
It includes all the pieces of a God-centered prayer.
这也包括这个祷告，包括一个以主为中心的祷告，应该是包含哪一些方面？
And since this prayer is spoken by Jesus as such a great example, today we're going to take it to pieces and look at it.
因为这个祷告是主耶稣所做的一个很好的祷告一个例子，所以我们来一段一段的来看这个祷告。
We're going to look at each little piece of the prayer.
我们来一节一节的来看这个祷告。
So we can better understand how we can pray to God and the kinds of things that God wants to hear from us.
这样的话，我们可以明白，我们应当，主希望能够听在祷告当中听到我们向他陈述些什么。
So let's look at this prayer piece by piece, phrase by phrase. It begins with Our Father.
这个祷告是以我们在天上我们的父开头。
In older days, people didn't talk on the phone or use email. They wrote letters to one another.
在过去的时候，我们这个人们不会打电话或者是写 email， 他们都是要写信的方式。
Letters were real words written on a piece of paper that were sent to another person.
就是我们讲的传统的那个信件，写在纸上的。然后邮寄到这个收信人手中。
What's the first thing we put in a letter？
在我们写信的时候，第一个我们写的是在信上写的是什么
？Usually it's a salutation or a greeting。
通常就会是这个问候的话。
It's a statement of who we're addressing this letter to。
就是假如说这个收信人是谁
？You typically open a letter with dear。Such and such, dear Sam, dear Mrs. Wong.
所以你信一开头就会写到说，亲爱的某某某亲爱的。
In our prayers, we address them to God, dear God, our heavenly
Lord. 在我们的祷告当中，我们就是写给我们亲爱的神。
So Jesus opens the prayer with Our Father. That's who He's praying to, our heavenly Father.
所以耶稣基督在他的祷告一开始，他就是说。在亲爱的天父，我们在天上的父。
God lets us address Him as Father.
神让我们来称他为父神。
And our families, the head of the family is usually the father, the husband.
一个家庭的头，通常就是父亲。
So as we address our God as Father, that shows our respect for Him as our Father.
所以当我们称在天上的父的时候，我们就是称他为我们这个我们的头。
It also gives us a sense of belonging. He is our Father, we are His children.
那也给我们这样的一种归属感，然后他是我们的父，我们是他的儿子。
This is my Father, whom I love.
这个是我的父神所爱的。
So addressing our prayers to our fathers expresses our love for Him as well as acknowledging His love for us.
所以当我们这样在我们的祷告当中称呼我们的父神为我们的父的时候，是表达他爱我们，我们也爱他。
I know for some people it may be confusing, particularly people that don't know God, as we use different names for God.
所以我想对某一些人可能就会有一点点不清楚，就是混淆，就是特别是我们在这个圣经当中，我们有不同的对神有不同的称谓。
Some people get confused because we speak of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They think there's three different gods.
有的人听到我们讲这个，我们称神为有父神圣子圣灵的时候，他们可能就会认为有三个神。
Even some believers have trouble with this, and we hear lots of discussions and arguments about that.
甚至一些信徒他们也都有这样的困惑所以我们在教会当中也会有很多的这关于这方面的讨论。
People think God is divided up.
他们认为这个神是分开来的。
In the Bible, if you read all the way through, you will find dozens of different names for our God.
如果你读完整本的这个圣经，他在对神有很多很多不同的称呼。
I don't think that's meant to confuse us. That's to help us understand how big, how perfect, and how much God is everything to us.
我想圣经中间对神的这么多的称呼，并不是要让我们来感到困惑，而是让我们知道说神是各个方面的来描述这个神，这个名字都是从各个方面描述神。
Our human minds are very finite. We see everything as having a beginning and an end.
我们的人是的头脑思维都是很有限的，所以我们都是想从起点到终点，我们都想看得一清二楚，就是有很有限的。
We see that in life on Earth. Everything is born. A person is born. They live a period of time, and then they die.
那我们看世上的这个事物也是这样，我们看一个人，他都是起点，就是出生，然后结果他就死亡，就是。
We have a hard time to comprehend that God is infinite. He has no beginning or end.
那我们就很难去理解这样的概念，神是一个无限的神。
He has too many attributes. There's too many things He means to us. He is our counselor, our loving Lord.Our healer, so many different ways we think of God.
但是神他是一个无限的神，他有很多很多的特性特征他是一个安慰者，他是一个医治者等等各方面的这个性格的特点。
So I believe that all the names that we see in Scripture for God is to help put God's enormity in the terms that we can, as humans can understand and comprehend.
所以在圣经当中用很大的名词来形容这个我们的主耶稣我们的神的时候，他就是来让帮助我们用我们可以理解的那一些的术语那些语言来描述这一位神。
So addressing God as Father is just one single way of showing our respect and love for Him and knowing Him.
所以当我们在这个祷告当中也称父神的时候，就是表明我们对他的一个尊敬，称他为主。
The next phrase in the prayer is, "Which art in heaven? Who is in heaven?"
第二个的词我们要来看的就是在天上的。
None of us have ever physically seen God with our two eyes.
我们 没有一个人肉眼见过我们的神。
Yet we believe in him in our hearts.
但是我们的心里相信他。
In many other religions, so many people worship a thing.
在很多其他的宗教，人们崇拜某一个物体。
They worship some physical symbol of who they perceive as a god, such as an animal or a statue.
他们认为某一样的东西是感觉到他们是神，所以他们就去崇拜那些物体。
People in parts of the world worship an imagined god, such as a Buddha or a mountain or a golden calf.
在这个其他的宗教，他们是去崇拜那一个想象中间的那一位神。就像这个佛教的，或者在这个山上，或者是那个金的这种流毒。
Every day we see God's work in our lives. We see His creation.
每一天我们看见神在我们身上的生命当中的工作，看见他的创造。
We see what God has made, but we don't see God Himself.
我们看见神所造的那些的物体，但是我们看不能够看见那一位创造主。
Human nature is such that we have a hard time believing in something we can't see.
人就是很难去相信我们没有见过的东西。
If we can't touch it, feel it, see it, we don't know it's really there.
如果我们看不见也摸不着也感觉不到的话呢，我们就很难相信它的存在。
Now, even though since the time that Jesus walked the earth, God has not revealed himself to our sight, he reveals himself through his works.
在这个耶稣基督在神还没有将他自己显现给人类之前，他已经通过他的那个工作，他的创造来启示给人。
We experience God by seeing His creation and knowing His salvation and in the work of His Holy Spirit.
我们知道神的工作，通过他的创造、他的救恩、他的圣灵的工作。
So knowing that God is in heaven gives us hope and salvation.
我们知道在天神在天上给我们救恩的盼望。
In Scripture, God gives us a promise of everlasting life in heaven.
在圣经当中，神给我们应许，在天上有永恒的生命。
So even though we haven't yet physically seen God, we live every day with that hope that someday we will reside where He resides.
虽然我们不能够看见那个永恒的生命，但是我们相信。有一天我们可以和父神一同在这个天上享受那个永远的生命。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名。
What does hallowed mean?
Hallowed.
It's an English word that means holy or set apart.
Hallowed 是这个古代英语这个词就是分别出来的。
We sing holy is God's name.
我们说神的名为圣。
This statement really has two purposes.
这句话有两个意思。
First, it's knowing God's presence.
第一个就是知道神的存在。
Knowing He is holy.
知道说神是圣洁的。
God is God, He's holy and righteous and all powerful.
神是圣洁的神，是公义的神，是全能的神。
He is to be worshipped and obeyed, to be respected and loved.
他是值得我们来敬拜、顺服、尊崇、去爱戴的那一位。
We hear young people today using a word.Awesome. Everything that gets their attention is awesome.
我们听到很多年轻人他们、口头禅看到很多这个好的事他们就会说 awesome。
There is an English worship song that says, Our God is an awesome God.
所以在、有一首英文的歌曲它的这个名字叫做我们的神是、awesome God.
Secondly, this is a statement of our worship to the Lord.
第二个、意思就是说这是我们来、对一个宣告说我们对神的敬拜。
In worship, we humble ourselves before God and we lift up His name.
在敬拜当中，我们就将我们自己谦卑下来，来尊神的名为圣。
One biblical commentator says it this way: Understand what you're talking about when you're talking about God. This is serious. This is the most wonderful and frightening reality that we could ever imagine.
有一个这个评论就是圣经的这种评论大这样的总结说你要当你谈到神的时候你要知道你在要了解你所谈论的因为这是非常严肃的事情也是非常美好或者是令人恐怖的一件事实因为是可畏的事是可畏的。
Thy kingdom come.
让你的国降临。
It's believed that in biblical times, the kingdom of God was something that God would create with the coming of the king.
在圣经的那个年代，神的国是人们认为是神会借着这个王的降临，王的来到，来创造的一个国度。
All throughout Old Testament scripture, the Israelites prayed for the coming of a king, for the coming of the Messiah.
在旧约的时代，以色列人就是向这一位弥赛亚先知一个这个王要来的王祷告。
They believed that God would send them an earthly king in their midst, like a military leader.
他们相信说神会派遣一位这个地上的王来到他们中间，好像就是像那个军。带领这个军队的
They believed that this king would rid them of their enemies and then establish a king a perfect godly kingdom.
他们相信说这一位王要来到带领他们灭除一切的敌人，然后建立一个纯粹的神的国度。
As we know, the Israelites were a bit off target.
就像我们所知道的，以色列人有一点点偏离了这个目标。
They were so far off target that they missed the coming of the Messiah in Jesus Christ.
因为他们偏离了这个目标，以至于他们完全的错过了这个弥赛亚先知的到来。
They were looking for a military leader and completely missed the spiritual leader that came in Jesus.
他们盼望那一个军队的那个将领来到，却错过了耶稣基督的降临。
Man cannot establish the kingdom of God, nor can we define it.
人不能够建立神的国度，甚至我们都不能够去定义这个国度是什么样子。
That's not our work, that's God's work.
这不是人的工作，乃是神的工作。
So just as we believe that there's nothing that we can do to buy or earn salvation, it comes from God.
正如我们所相信说，我们的救恩不是我们所赚来的或者是买来的，这个是从神而来的。
There's nothing that we can do to add or create a kingdom of God that's His work.
也没有什么事情我们可以做来去创立或者是这个国度或者是为这个添加给这个国度神的国度，这都是神的工作。
Now God may use us in the process of doing that, but we can't do it without God.
神也许在建立这个神的国度的过程当中可能会使用我们，但是我们不能够离开神来做任何的事情。
The disciples asked Jesus, When will the kingdom of God come?
这门徒问耶稣说神的国什么时候会降临。
In Luke 17, Jesus answers that question saying, The kingdom of God is among you. implying that as believers, we are already living in that kingdom.
在路加福音第十七章，耶稣回答说：“天国就在你们的中间。”意思就是说，作为信徒，我们已经在神的国里。
Some would say that the disciples were simply praying for some type of a perfect society.
有的人会说，这些门徒就是像祷告的是一个某一种完全的社会形态。
They were looking for a place where every person and everything would be completely under God's control and there would be no sin.
他们想象是在这样的一个形态当中，每一个人都在神的这个掌管控制之下，就再没有罪恶。
So what is God's kingdom? How can we say what it is?
那到底神的国是什么样子？我们怎么样来定义它？
So if you ask 10 different believers, what is the kingdom of God, you would probably get 10 different answers.
如果你问10个基督徒问他们神的国是什么，你也许会得到10个不同的答案。
Some people take a very narrow view.
有的人的这个观念会比较狭窄。
They see only those few believers around them.
他们所看到的就是他们周围的那几个信徒。
So for some, the kingdom of God may be what you see in this room right here today.
对于某些人来说，神的国就是你所看见的，就像我们今天在这个方这个会所所看到的。
Take a look around. Is this the kingdom of God?
你这样周围看一看，这是不是就是神的国了？
Others see the entire body of Christ, or the whole church, or the universal church as we would call it, all believers as the kingdom of God.
另外的一些人，他们认为基督的身体，整个身体，也就是一个整个的教会，我们所有的信徒都是这个神的国度。
Some people may not look at people as the kingdom of God, but at nature and everything around us, the world.
那另外有一些人，他们可能不是说这个人来看人，而是说整个世界，这个都是神的国度。
And others may take a very broad view and say, "Well, the whole universe is the kingdom of God."
那另外的人可能就说这个。整个的宇宙都是神的国。
And it goes far beyond what we can see where we stand.
那样的一个概念超过我们所能看见。
In Scripture, we see the kingdom of God as His body of believers.
在经文当中，我们看见说神的国是信徒们的这个身体。
In John 3 verse 5,Jesus says that when we become born again, we enter the kingdom of God.
约翰福音三章五节这样说，当我们重生的时候，我们就进入了神的国度。
God is our king.
神是我们的王。
The whole universe is his.
说整个宇宙都是他的。
We belong to him.
我们属于他。
What he desires in the hearts of his people is for us to love him.
他所盼望的就是我们的心，我们来爱他。
We pray for every living man, woman, and child to enter the kingdom of God by accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior.
每一个人男人、女人、小孩子都成为这个神的国度的一部分，把他们信靠耶稣基督为他们的主的时候。
So by praying thy kingdom come, we are asking God to be in our lives, that we become a part of his kingdom.
所以当我们祷告神的国降临的时候，我们就是邀请神来到我们的生命当中。
What a blessing it is to be in the kingdom of God.
我们在神的国里头，这是一种何等美好的祝福。
There's no greater place to be in this life.
在我们的生命当中，再也没有比这更美好的地方。
So being in God's kingdom comes with all the promises of salvation.
在神的国度里，有所有关于救恩的应许。
But we must remember that along with the blessings come the responsibilities to live a Christ-centered life.
但是我们要记得，这所有的祝福都和这个活出以基督为中心的这样的一个生命的这样的一个职责有关。
And as we've already studied God's command to go and make disciples.
这是我们已经所学到的，我们要去使万民做他的门徒。
God does that through us, and that is how He expands the kingdom of God.
神借着我们来做这样的工作。
Thy will be done.
愿这一切成就。
The only way to be in God's will is to know God and to accept Jesus as your Savior.
唯一的让我们可以在神的旨意当中的就是我们要认识他，承认耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And then to go on living in His salvation and following God.
然后我们住在他的救恩当中遵行他。
Unsaved people will not very well know or follow God's will.
还没有得救的人，他们不会明白神的旨意，也不会去遵行神的旨意。
But we who are saved, we need to seek and follow God's will.
但是我们已经得救的，我们需要来寻求，来遵行神的旨意。
How do we learn what is His will for us?
我们如何明白这是是不是神的旨意？
We do that by getting to know God, by spending time with Him in the Bible and in prayer.
我们明白神的旨意，就是透过我们来学习神的话语。
If we follow God, we will be about doing His business.
如果我们遵行神的旨意，就是做他的工。
And as the Scripture says, His most important business is making disciples.
所以在经文当中，最重要的事情就是来造就门徒。
As we've studied before, we can't actually do the saving. That is for the Holy Spirit to do.
正如我们所知道的，救人让一个人得救，不是我们所能做的，乃是圣灵的工作。
However, we must do all that we can do to introduce others to the Lord.
但是我们所要做的就是将其他的人带到神的面前。
And that the Holy Spirit can work in their hearts. And let them know God and receive salvation.
然后圣灵工作，让他们知道他们接受那个救恩。
A few people believe that the purpose of salvation is some sort of fire insurance.
有的人认为这个救恩好像就是一种这个火灾保险一样。
They see salvation as a means to get to heaven and avoid hell, so they just want that assurance.
他们知道说这个救恩是可以让他们这个上天堂，不至于下地狱的这样的一个途径，所以他们要那一个保险。
So they may say they receive salvation, become baptized, but then go back to living the way they did before.
所以呢，他们就会去说这样的祷告来认耶稣，说他们愿意来接受耶稣基督但是甚至接受洗礼完了之后，他们又回到他们过去的生活。
So in praying for Thy will be done, rather than praying for us to get to heaven, we should pray for God to send heaven here, or to make this place like heaven by joining His activity to make things here the way they are there.
所以当我们来
Next page. Oh, I'm sorry, your pages are different from mine. I'm sorry. Yeah, here.
所以当我们祷告神的国降临的时候，我们是那。
Ask Him that we will follow His will.
所以这样是我们向神祷告，神让我们来遵行他的旨意。
So we pray to God not not to ask Him for what we want, but to let Him know that we want to follow His will.
所以我们祷告，我们不是要神来遵行我们的旨意，乃是让我们来遵行知道和遵行神的旨意。
The next little piece of the prayer is in earth as it is in heaven.
接下来的祷告是说在地上如同在天上。
The only one on this earth who has ever perfectly followed God's will was Jesus Christ.
在这个地上只有一个人，正是完全的来遵循了神的旨意的，那就是耶稣。
Jesus followed His Father's will. He prayed, He obeyed, even to death on a cross.
耶稣遵循祂天父的旨意，祂祷告，祂顺服，以至于死在十字架上。
We are not perfect.
我们不完全。
We are not perfect followers of God's will.
我们也没有完全的遵循神的旨意。
But we still must all do our best to live our life as Jesus lived His days on earth and follow His example.
但是我们仍然必须来常常竭尽全力的像耶稣在地上活着的时候一样过那样的生活。
And then we pray, give us this day our daily bread.
然后我们接下来祷告说, 赐给我们日用的饮食赐给我们。
So on the surface, this appears to be simply a petition to God to provide our daily needs.
从表面上看，好像这个祷告就是向神请求，让他满足我们每一天的这个需要。
We're asking for food and clothing and shelter, the basics of life.
我们就是向神祷告，这个吃穿住行每一天的这个生活基本。
I believe that God wants us to think much more deeply than food and a home.
我相信神想要我们思想的比这个吃穿更深入。
Actually, the Bible tells us not to even worry about those things.
事实上在圣经当中是告诉我们不要为这些东西忧虑。
In Luke, we read, Then Jesus said to the disciples, And so I tell you, not to worry about the food you need to stay alive, or about the clothes you need for your body. Life is much more important than food, and the body much more important than clothes. Look at the crows. They don't plant seeds or gather a harvest. They don't even have storage rooms or barns. God feeds them. You are so much more worthy to God than birds.
这是在路加福音第十二章第二十二到二十四节，讲到说，耶稣对他的门徒说，我告诉你们，不要为这些吃穿来忧虑，你们生命难道不比这些更贵重、更重要吗？他看着那些飞鸟，耶稣说，你看那些飞鸟不种也不收。 天父尚且养活他们，给他们吃穿。So
these verses tell us that God doesn't want us to worry about our daily needs, but He has all that taken care of.
这些经文告诉我们，神不希望我们为着这些日用的需要来忧虑，他已经照顾好一切。God
doesn't actually even promise us any of that, but He tells us not to worry about that.
事实上神根本就没有在这方面应许我们任何，他就是告诉我们说，我已经为你准备好这一切。He
wants us to think higher, to think spiritually rather than worldly.
他是希望我们能够想得更高，能够在属灵的方面能够有更多的思想。This
verse from John tells us, I am telling you the truth, Jesus said. For what Moses gave you was not the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread that God gives is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they asked Him, give us this bread always. And he said, I am the bread of life, Jesus said. Those who come to me will never be hungry, and those who believe in me will never be thirsty.
这一段的经文在约翰福音第六章三十二到三十五节，我已经在我这里，我大概就是照着这个翻译下去，所以我实实在在的告诉你们，摩西所给你们的不是从天上所来的，不是从天上所来的，我所父神赐给你的，乃是真正从天上而来的，所以父神所赐给你们的。 就是那一位从天降下，要赐给世界生命的。所以他们问说，父子，你赐给我们这个生命的粮。然后耶稣回答说，我就是那生命的粮。反到我这里的必定不饿，信我的必永远不渴。
And speaking of living bread, look on further down in that same chapter of John, you see, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If you eat this bread, you will live forever. The bread that I give you is my flesh, which I give to you so that the world may live.
我就是从天上所赐的天上的生命的粮，如果你们吃这粮食，就必定永远活着。这生命的粮就是我的身体为你们所赐的。
So when you pray, give us this day our daily bread, don't just think about what's for dinner, but think about a daily encounter with our living God.
所以当我们祷告为着日用的饮食，祷告的时候，我们不光是想着我们在晚上吃什么，乃是更想到每一天我们与那一位活着的神，生命的粮，对每一天的这个。He is our
bread of life.
他是我们生命的粮。
Our next phrase is, forgive us, Lord, of our debts or our trespasses.
接下来是这个赦免我们的债。
Sin is a spiritual debt.
罪是一种属灵方面的债。
We have trespassed on God.
我们触犯了神。
Because of our sin, we are in debt to God.
因为我们的罪，所以我们亏欠神。
The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
Jesus took that debt for us on the cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死。
There's no way that we can pay off that debt.
我们没有办法可以去偿还。
The only way to lose that debt is to accept it as paid off by God through Jesus Christ.
我们唯一所能做的就是接受耶稣他在十字架上为我们的死，已经付清我们的那个罪的代价。
The next phrase, as we forgive our debtors, or as we forgive those who have trespassed against us.
接下来就是如同我们赦免人的债。
We've read the parables of Jesus where the disciples ask him, how many times should we forgive someone?
在经文当中，也许读过耶稣基督教导他的门徒，我们要饶恕人多少次？
They thought, well, seven times is enough.
这门徒想到说，七次够不够？
Jesus replied, 70 times seven, basically countless.
耶稣回答说，七十个七次，就是无数次。
And he told the story of the man who was in debt.
耶稣讲到一个故事，有一个人欠了一大笔债。
But that debt was paid up because what Jesus did for us.
但是那一个债已经偿还，因为神为我们所做的。
So in debts, we're not just referring to money we owe. We were referring to anyone having sinned against us. It is God's will for us to forgive.
所以当我们讲到这个债的时候，我们不是讲到不光是讲到钱，而是那有一些的人他可能得罪了我们，所以我们要靠着神来饶恕他。
What it says is we can't be forgiven of our sins if we don't first forgive others of theirs.
这讲是如果我们不首先饶恕其他人，赦免其他人的债的话，我们的罪，我们所欠下的也不能够得到赦免。
The next phrase is, and lead us not into temptation.
接下来的祷告是说，叫我们不要遇见试探。
Once we become saved by God, we do not cease to be sinners.
一旦我们得到神的救恩以后，我们并不是就不再是罪人了。
We are all human.
我们仍然是人。
All of us are sinners, whether or not we're saved.
无论我们是不是已经得救，我们都是罪人。
Once we're saved, we should do our best to be obedient to God.
一旦我们得救以后，我们所要做的就是竭尽全力来顺服神。
We are still tempted every day.
但是我们每一天还要面临试探。
God will never lead us to temptation to sin, but the enemy will.
神不会来试探我们，以至于我们犯罪，唯有我们的敌人。
So in this prayer, we're asking God to give us spiritual strength in a close relationship with Him to resist any temptation of the devil.
所以这个祷告就是我们向神祷告，希望神能够给我们属灵的力量，让我们可以跟他有更亲密的关系，以至于我们可以抵挡魔鬼的诱惑。
But deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离凶恶。
This was pretty simple. It's just a prayer for salvation to be set free from the evil of Satan.
这是一个看来很简单的祷告，就是一个救恩的祷告，让我们不至于遭到魔鬼从魔鬼的捆绑下面脱离出来。
We turn our burdens over to God, and He takes them from us.
然后我们把我们的重担交托给神，然后神
And in God, we can live free of the burdens of sin.
神让我们可以脱离罪的捆绑。
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。Amen.
This is known as a doxology or an expression of praise to God.
这是一个我们三一颂的时候我们都唱到，是我们对神的一个赞美。
If you've compared different translations of the Bible, you may notice that this phrase is not in all of them.
如果你比较这个不同的这个圣经的这个翻译，你可能发现会这一段话不是在包含在所有的版本当中。
But in church traditions and the spoken prayer that we've known for the years, it has always been there.
但是按照教会的传统，在这个祷告的时候，在主祷文的当中都我们都包括这一段。
So as the Lord's prayer opens with a statement of praise, it also ends that way.
所以这个主祷文都是他用向神的对神的一个称呼来开始祷告，也以这样的一个向神的这个称谓来结束。
This is a tribute to the greatness of God, that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这就是向那一位至高的神万王之王来致敬。
So the Lord's Prayer opens with a statement of praise. It ends that way, and then Amen. What does that mean?
所以主祷文是以对神的赞美来开始，也对是以神的赞美对神的赞美为结束。 我们说啊，最后说阿门，阿门是什么意思？
Why do we say that at the end of our prayers?
为什么每一次祷告的时候我们都这样说？
It's simply a word that states that we all agree on what we've prayed to the Lord.
这一个词的意思就是说我们同意我们刚才说我们所向神所发出的这样的祷告。
I hope and pray that from now on, as we repeat this prayer, we don't simply say the words from memory.
So, 我希望当我们再一次从现在开始再一次来说这个祷告的时候，我们不光只是凭着记忆来说出这个祷告。
But that we think about what we're praying and take it to heart.
乃是我们真正的去思想我们所祷告的，从我们的心里面。
If you pray alone, speak your heart to God.
如果你独自的向神祷告的时候，让用你的心向神说话。
If you pray in front of others, let God guide you for what He wants to say.
如果你在众人面前祷告的话，让神来引领你当说什么。
If you speak a written prayer, think about what it's saying.
如果你所念的祷告是一个提前写好的祷告，也请在这个写的时候，那个思想你所祷告的是什么。
Pray God-sized prayers. He hears them all. He will hear and he will definitely answer.
我们向神祷告，神会垂听，他一定会回答我们的祷告。
God answers every prayer in His will and in His time.
神按照他的时候来回答我们每一个的祷告。
As we close, I would like us to pray the Lord's Prayer.
所以在我的信息的结束的时候，愿意我们所有的人一同来做这样的一个祷告，用主的祷告来做这样的祷告。
But not just to pray it, I want us to hear it in music.
不光是祷告，也是我们随着音乐一同来。
Some of you may know this version of the Lord's Prayer and some may not.
有的人可能会熟悉这个
As I sing this prayer, I invite you, if you know it, to sing along, if not, to pray along.
如果我会来唱这个诗歌，如果你会唱的话呢，跟我一起唱。
So I'm going to sing. I think the words are going to be on the screen.Are they in your PowerPoint?
I'm not pretty sure if I get that. But we have Chinese version then.
Okay.
We will be singing. After you sing it, we will have Chinese version. So David 会唱他的那个版本的这个主导文。之后我们回应的诗歌，我们用中文来唱。这个。
他不可能
Victor, 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 Vict
us not into temptation.